Patricia KNDY Weather Eye Forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, increasing clouds in the lower 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Tonight, gradually clearing skies. Windy will drop down to the mid-20s. Wind gusts as high as 30. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures at 46. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 27. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, mid-50s. Currently, it's 54.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A study from the Nebraska Farm Bureau finds withdrawal from the North American Free Trade Agreement could cost farms in their state up to $55,000 each annually. The report identifies the 2016 export value of individual Nebraska agricultural commodities in both Canada and Mexico. Analysis in the report also assigns a dollar value of NAFTA on a unit basis for individual agricultural commodities, demonstrating how NAFTA supports commodity prices, but also what the loss of NAFTA could mean. Nebraska Farm Bureau President Steve Nelson says the report shows withdrawing from NAFTA would be damaging. He points out that nearly half of the state's agriculture exports are bound for Canada and Mexico. He calls the idea of withdrawing from NAFTA unfathomable, saying farm and ranch families are already working through the struggling agricultural economy. But to read the full report, go to nefb.org. To meet the fuel blend requirement, China must import more corn, according to industry analyst Stuart Peterson, advisor, saying that China will need to import an additional billion bushels of corn a year to meet the mandate. Earlier this year, China announced the nation would require ethanol blends in all fuel by 2020. Now, demand is growing in China, and ethanol imports to China increased in October. Currently, just 70% of fuels in China contain ethanol. Stuart Peterson, a commodity brokerage and analyst firm, and they say China is starting to make moves now to meet the mandate, and that 70% of China's current corn stocks may be unusable. If so, those stocks will need replenished with fresh corn, and some analysts expect the demand boom will come sometime in 2019. You can find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Landall Corporation will host a job fair, Careers for Christmas, Wednesday, December 13th, 5 until 7 p.m. Learn about and apply for a career at Landall Corporation. On-site interviewing and weld test conducted that evening. They're seeking welders, assemblers, painters, material handlers with CDL, over-the-road drivers, and mechanical engineers. Free pizza and drinks, and details on career opportunities available at Landall Corporation, Wednesday, December 13th, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Conference Center on North Street in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A Republican candidate for Kansas Secretary of State says one of his rivals should step down as state GOP chairman. State Representative Scott Schwab of Olathe is calling out fellow candidate Kelly Arnold. Schwab says that Arnold is compromising his integrity by running for the state's top elections job while serving as party leader. Schwab notes the GOP's rules call for the party to remain neutral in contested primaries. Arnold says he won't leave his party post and notes he was elected by fellow Republicans and the position is unpaid. Three men accused of plotting to bomb an apartment complex housing Somali refugees have asked a federal judge to pull prospective jurors from rural Kansas because they're twice as likely to have voted for President Trump. A defense motion filed Friday argues plans to issue summons only to citizens in more urban counties is a discriminatory practice that excludes rural and conservative jurors. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The holidays definitely have a knack for sneaking up on us. But if you haven't caught up on your Christmas shopping yet, you're in great company. Check out Walmart's collection of last-minute gifts and get the kids' wish list wrapped up right now.
Cool.
Nice.
To sweeten the deal, if you order by 4 p.m. December 23rd, you'll get free in-store pickup on Christmas Eve on eligible items. So head to your local store or use the Walmart app and get set to rock this Christmas.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
A Kansas woman has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for at least 25 years for raping a 16-month-old girl. 41-year-old Mahogany Payne of Leavenworth was sentenced on Friday. The Leavenworth County prosecutor says the crime occurred when Payne was babysitting the girl and a 5-year-old girl in January of 2016. Payne was convicted in October of one count of rape. She was acquitted on a second rape charge. Payne's attorney had sought a sentence of probation, but Assistant County Attorney Katie Devlin argued against that, noting that Payne was convicted of child abuse in 1999 in Sedgwick County. Two Kansas House Democrats are reaffirming their support for a plan from Republican Governor Brownback's administration to build a new prison in Lansing. Representatives Debbie Deer of Lansing and Jeff Bittman of nearby Leavenworth said building a new prison is important for the state's security. Other Democrats have criticized the lease purchase arrangement as potentially more expensive than using bonds to finance the project. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News and Stephanie Austin. Several days of strong winds in late October arrived at the wrong time for many farmers who saw their crops shrink as ears of corn fell to the ground in Nebraska. The damage varied, but in the hardest hit parts of central Nebraska, some farmers reported yields dropping from an estimated 250 bushels an acre before the wind to 190 bushels afterward. Authorities are trying to determine why a car drove the wrong way on Interstate 480 in Omaha and caused the death of three men in a collision. The head-on crash happened early yesterday after a vehicle drove northbound in the southbound lanes of Interstate 480, where it joins with Interstate 80. A western Nebraska zoo is getting ready to display two orphan bear cubs from Wyoming. The cubs arrived at the Riverside Discovery Center a few months ago after they were orphaned in the spring when a Wyoming black bear hunter illegally killed their mother. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, sprayers and spreaders, planters and drills, trailers, mowers, livestock equipment, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 250 items without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, December 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. Marysville and Blue Rapids police chiefs expressed a need for the county attorney to serve full-time. Laura Johnson McNish was present and discussed renewing attorney contracts for child in need of care cases and discussed her concerns with splitting the county attorney and county counselor positions. Jason Runniger was also present and discussed how his office would handle child in need of care cases and other duties. Commissioners recently approved a plan contracting with Johnson McNish for county attorney and Runniger as county counselor. The annual $300,000 payment in lieu of taxes for the wind farm project was deposited to the Road and Bridge Special Fund. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and approved a 3% increase in base pay for county employees, except jailers who had received an increase earlier. A new membership list presented for the Local Emergency Planning Committee was approved. Salvation Army kettles have been placed throughout the county. All donations received will remain local in Washington County. A letter of resignation was received from Tom LeCure of the Mill Creek Township Board. Road and bridge issues were updated, including an engineering estimate for the B Street project in Washington. Hemelhaw County Commissioners met Tuesday with the Euclid family funeral Monday held in Sabetha. They will follow up on a state program that would fund replacement on high reflective county signs at no cost to the county. Approval was given for a bridge agreement on the county line in Nuchitel Township, and a vehicle bid was approved for purchase for the appraiser's office. Nebraska Department of Transportation will consider projects submitted for matching funds with the second year of a cooperative program designed to help counties catch up on deferred road and bridge work. Gage County is combining efforts with Pawnee County on a box culvert project and is working with Johnson County on metal pipe projects. Those selected qualify for a 55% match up to $150,000 per project. It is hoped that partnering with other counties will increase chances of selection. Betty J. Withey, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Withey. Lance Lingard, age 62, of Axtell, passed away on Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8 at the Axtell-Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Lance Lingard. Fred H. Fredericks, age 92, of Herkimer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Fredericks.
Happy holidays from Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we do have a low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. And behind this low pressure system, definitely seeing some very windy conditions. And in our area, very dry. So we do have red flag warnings for today. In some areas, we are seeing some wind advisories. It looks like we'll see temps in the lower 50s and then cooling down to the mid 40s for tomorrow. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of the day, increasing clouds, temperatures lower 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 40. Tonight, it looks like we're going to see gradual clearing skies, mid 20s, wind gusts as high as 30. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 46. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 27. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 55. Wednesday night, partly cloudy at 29 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row.
Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 71 in 1890. The average low 23 and the record low is 9 below 0 in 1919. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning 7:32.
Feeling confused, anxious, or frustrated? If you need something to blame it on, we have one possible suggestion on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 11th, the 345th day of the year. 70s soft rocker David Gates has a birthday, and Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball on this day in 1951. Those who believe the movements of stars and planets can affect our daily lives are treading a bit more carefully this month. Mercury is in retrograde, an event traditionally associated with confusions, delays, and frustrations. Typical advice for this period is to avoid major life decisions, refraining from signing contracts, and be prepared for travel delays. Retrograde, or backwards motion, is really just an optical illusion, though, caused by the relative movements of the planets. If it really worries you, consider this. It's already occurred 3 times this year, and we're still around to talk about it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Kareem Hunt ran for 116 yards and a touchdown. The Chiefs shut down Derek Carr and Raiders offense. And Kansas City held on to beat Oakland 26-15 yesterday to snap a 4-game losing streak. The suddenly stingy Chiefs, now 7-6, also made a big statement in the crowded AFC West race. They entered the game tied atop the division standings with the Raiders 6-7 and the Chargers, who played Washington later yesterday and visit Kansas City this coming Saturday night. Trey Holder scored 29 points on 8 for 16 shooting, and number 16 Arizona State pulled off a 95-85 upset of number 2 Kansas on Sunday. KU next heads north to face former Big 12 rival Nebraska this coming Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil and a Wix filter for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after a mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with the Castrol Edge full synthetic and Wix filter at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Landry Shamet scored a career-high 30 points, and number 6 Wichita State defeated Oklahoma State 78-66 on Saturday. Connor Frankham scored 14 points, and Darrell Willis Jr. added 12 for the Shocks, who are now 8-1. Wichita State made 12 of 26 three-point attempts and out-rebounded the Cowboys 36-26. Next up for the Shockers, they'll be hosting Oklahoma. That game set for this coming Saturday. Junior Itau had 22 points and 7 rebounds. Elijah Joyner buried a go-ahead three-pointer in the closing minutes, and Tulsa held off the K-State Wildcats 61-54 on Saturday night. The Wildcats, now 8-2, had several chances to tie the game, but Dean Wade missed a three-pointer and Barry Brown missed a short jumper, as well as Camus Stokes clanking another three off the back of the rim. K-State has the week off before facing Southeast Missouri State next Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball scores Friday in girls action. Marysville took Clay Setter 59-48. Concordia down Smoky Valley 47-25. Marysville's at Concordia Tuesday. Frankfort down Valley Heights 51-42. Hanover took Troy 69-29. Centralia over Axtell girls 55-45. Washington County beat Wakefield 48-42. Wetmore down Lynn 42-33. Diller O'Dell over Sterling 37-28. Tri-County took Southern 42-25. Saturday in girls action, Smith Center beat Washington County 50-42. Boys play Friday, Marysville over Clay Center 68-43. Smoky Valley took Concordia 44-37. Frankfort boys down Valley Heights 38-34. Hanover trimmed Troy 57-27. Centralia beat Axtell 77-65. Washington County stopped Wakefield 45-34. Lynn topped Wetmore 52-41. Diller O'Dell boys over Sterling 47-32. Tri-County took Southern 78-40. And on Saturday, Pike Valley boys took Washington County 52-47. Marysville wrestlers win the Clay Center Invitational Saturday. First placed, Slupionic and Hornbeak. Novotny, Snellings, Crownover, Cromie, Shampoo, and Meridian finish second. Cap and Dwirl County are third. Raver finishes fourth, Rose sixth, and Parker seventh.
Marysville Bulldogs sweep the Clay Center Tigers opening North Central Kansas League, as the Marysville girls and boys teams are both undefeated in four starts this season. A solid four quarters performance for the Marysville Lady Bulldogs, winning 59-48. Marysville paced by Sydney Payshaw with 19 points. Sammy Bartle scored 13 and Tabby Wright dropped in 10. Clay Center led by freshman Clara Edwards with 13 points. Marysville improves to 4-0. Clay Center falls to 2-1. Marysville 59, Clay Center 48. Marysville boys dominated Clay Center, winning 68-43, outscoring the Tigers 26-9 in a third-quarter surge. Marysville paced by Gabe Pieschel unofficially with 33 points. Bryson Meinhardt, a double-double, scored 10. Clay Center led in scoring by Anthony Atkinson Henneking with 20 points. Marysville 68, Clay Center 43, as the Bulldogs remain undefeated in four starts. Clay Center winless in three starts. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Looking for an alternative to the traditional Christmas tree? Or maybe you just want a unique centerpiece. Create a tree of succulents to enjoy throughout the holidays and beyond. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purchase a wire cone-shaped frame. Wrap the inside of the frame with landscape fabric. Or make your own from chicken wire. The small openings are perfect for holding everything in place without using landscape fabric. Soak sphagnum moss and squeeze out excess moisture. Fill the inside of the cone with the moist sphagnum moss. Set the frame on a decorative plate or saucer, or place on a container filled with cacti and succulent mix. Plant a few larger succulents in the container to dress up the base of the tree. Push roots of the plants through openings in the chicken wire or slits you made in the fabric. Fill any voids with sphagnum moss. Top with a star. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow.
with Bonnie.
If you drive to this town, you're likely to see many vessels, both new and old, from the U.S. Navy. The reason goes back over a century. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Bremerton, Washington is often associated with the U.S. Navy. That history dates to the 1870s.
There was a Navy lieutenant, Lieutenant Ambrose Wyckoff, and he came to the Puget Sound on a surveying mission, and he noticed the area had a mild climate and deep harbors and a lot of natural resources like lumber, and he thought it would make an ideal location for a naval shipyard.
Megan Churchwell is the curator at the Puget Sound Navy Museum.
At that time, there was no naval shipyard here in the region, so ships had to go sometimes to Canada or all the way to California to have work done. So finally, in 1891, his vision became a reality, and he became the first commandant.
The shipyard grew over the years, and today remains one of the largest employers in the state.
Well, it took some time to grow, but eventually, after the turn of the century, it became the destination for the Pacific Fleet ships that needed to have work done.
If you come here today, you can go inside one of the oldest structures, originally known as Building 50.
It was built in 1896 as the shipyard's first administrative headquarters. And over the years, it served many purposes, and it was actually moved three times to make way for different shipyard construction projects. Finally, in 2006, it was moved outside the shipyard boundaries, and it became the home of the Puget Sound Navy Museum.
It's a place you can visit today, a place that recounts much of the interesting history of an area that helped the nation win many battles at sea. Driving in the countryside in Bremerton, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a robot to plant and water your garden for you? Hi, I'm Jody Hinkey. There is such a thing. So now you can grow your veggies from the couch or across the world as you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
Kubota, pioneers of the subcompact tractor, have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate, ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for. See it at your local Kubota dealer today.
It's the right time to be on the left coast when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Commodity Classic is farmer-led and farmer-focused. That means every educational session, every seminar, every topic, every experience is selected by farmers for farmers. So you know the information, innovation, and technology at Commodity Classic are relevant, current, and important to your operation. Grow beyond at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, February 27th through March 1st. Visit CommodityClassic.com.
Drag out the hoe, drop in the seeds, and hope it rains. A new robot plants and waters for you at the click of a mouse. It's giving drag and drop gardening a whole new meaning. Rory Aronson is the founder and CEO of FarmBot, a gardening machine that relies on a software platform for instructions. He says tracks are placed on a raised bed. A structure called the gantry moves on those tracks forward and backward, left and right, and then a tool head moves up and down.
For example, taking care of an onion
plant for its entire life. And then you can reuse those functions. So you just say, oh, plant another onion, plant another onion, plant another onion. And FarmBot knows, all right, I'll do the same thing that I've always done for the onions, but then do it in a smart way. So it will use the soil sensor data and the weather data to do some of these things a little bit smarter than simply just spraying the same amount of water every single time.
The FarmBot comes with several attachments, a seed injector, a watering nozzle, a weeding tool, and a soil sensor. Aronson says more add-on tools are coming, such as one that picks bugs off a plant. Using these tools, the program allows you to give the machine specific instructions on what to do and when.
FarmBot can position itself anywhere in the raised bed in order to plant a seed or water or measure the soil. So it moves around and it's all controlled from our web interface. So the user can basically, from their phone or laptop from anywhere in the world, manage their garden at home.
For now, the machine will only work for gardens about the size of a queen-size mattress. Aronson says he's working on larger devices that will cover four times the area. Learn more about FarmBot and see it in action at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
trade has long played a critical role in the success of American agriculture. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
How important is trade to the American farmer? Just listen to Jason Halfmeister. His job is trade counsel to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
We export in fiscal year 2017 $140 billion. That's a substantial chunk of the $350 billion in farm income. If you take those exports out of the equation, the U.S. farmers are going to be sitting on surplus commodities. That's going to drive down prices. That's going to put stress in the farm economy. That's going to ripple through Main Street. So finding customers overseas, opening those markets, promoting our products in foreign markets is critical for us.
Good quality products at a fair price often isn't enough in the world of international trade. Halfmeister says politics almost always plays into it.
U.S. is competitive. Our products are valued. We've got great businesses who can sell them. Our challenge is to crack open foreign markets, get rid of barriers to our products, and then help our producers find customers overseas.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Conditions in Kansas and surrounding states could be conducive to another devastating wildfire season this spring. Gary Crawford explains.
In the news this week from near Los Angeles, we've been hearing these reports.
Thousands of people are on high alert as crews across Southern California work to contain multiple wildfires.
But about 1,500 miles east, folks in Kansas and Oklahoma may be nervously watching and wondering if they'll be facing the same kind of situation this spring, because over the last year or so,
we had two of the largest fires ever recorded in Kansas history.
Mary Knapp is extension climatologist, Kansas State University. She's talking about the Starbuck and Anderson Creek fires, which started in March and burned hundreds of thousands of acres in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, killing hundreds of head of cattle and at least three people in Texas. A wet late summer and fall produced a lot of grass and low brush, and then it turned very dry in the late fall and winter, making that brush very flammable. Knapp says people are concerned because those conditions that produced those fires were
almost identical to what we've seen so far in 2017.
Average precipitation for all of Kansas last month, a tenth of an inch. In Washington, Gary Crawford.
Well, overall, been a pretty decent year for agriculture trade. Bryce Cook, USDA trade analyst, gives the U.S. ag trade numbers for the first 10 months of the calendar year 2017.
There have been $112.3 billion worth of agricultural export, $4.8 billion larger than it was in 2016, up to through this time, 4% growth. Compare that with the 6% growth in imports from last year to this year. This year's total reaching $100.7 billion thus far through 2017, leaving a surplus of $11.5 billion.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Looking at some negativity across our grains and soybeans here on Monday. December corn down 2 3/4 at 337 and a quarter. March is down 3 1/4 at 349 and a half. December Kansas City wheat is down 2.5 at 398 and a quarter. March KC wheat is down 6 at 412. Not the best look for wheat so far today. Corn struggles as well. January soybeans down 6, 983 and 3 quarters. March beans down 6 and a quarter at 995 and a quarter. December soybean meal 360 lower at 326.40. January is down 350 at 328.20. December bean oil is down 21 at 33.33. January bean oil is down 24 at 33.38. On the flip side, though, we've seen a bit of a rally for cattle today. December live cattle up a nickel at 115.62. February up 10 at 118.40. Some of the later months are still showing red. January feeders up 65 at 145.87. March feeder cattle up 62 at 143.95. Most of the later months are in the green, too, so better news for cattle. Hogs have turned around and gone south. December hogs down a nickel at 63.62. Feb hogs down 160 at 67.25. So we do have issues with hogs now, while cattle are on a bit of a rally. March cotton down 45 points at 73.27. May's down 42 at 73.78. So we've got issues with cotton today. Crude oil is up. January crude up 44 cents at 57.80. February crude is up 43 cents at 57.87 a barrel. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, all higher. Ethanol is having a bit of a struggle today. And gold is down. December gold down $1.20, $1,244 an ounce. February gold is down 90 cents, currently at $1,247.50. So a good deal of mixed numbers across our futures markets here in the middle of the day on Monday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, sprayers and spreaders, planters and drills, trailers, mowers, livestock equipment, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 250 items without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, December 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, sharing with you some history of secretaries of agriculture who have served the United States. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
This week, I'll be going to Washington, D.C. to do something I've done for the past 37 D.C. Decembers. Sit down with the current Secretary of Agriculture and take a look at the year ending and the year ahead. And then a personal message from the Secretary to the farmers, ranchers, and consumers of America. I'm looking forward to sitting down for the first time with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue just to do that. But preparing for the visit with the Secretary, I started looking at some of the history of U.S. Secretaries of Agriculture and some interesting stories. The fact that Sonny Perdue of Georgia is the first Secretary of Agriculture from the state of Georgia. But when it comes to the top numbers of secretaries from states, it looks like there's a tie for most secretaries, Nebraska and Iowa, each with four Secretaries of Agriculture. agriculture. Then we take a look at some of the interesting stories in the secretaries of agriculture. The first secretary was from Missouri. His name was Norman J. Coleman, probably the shortest serving from a time standpoint by any secretary. He took office February 15th of 1889. He was appointed by Grover Cleveland, but he only lasted 3 weeks. He left office March 6 of 1889. Then my state, Wisconsin, actually is credited for having the first Secretary of Agriculture. His name was Jeremiah Rusk. There is a historical marker in Viroqua, Wisconsin, county seat of Vernon County, where I grew up. And he took office March 6th of 1889, and he left March 6th of 1893. One of the other secretaries, J. Sterling Morton, known for Morton Salt and his love of trees. And a father's son serving as secretary, Henry C. Wallace and Henry A. Wallace. Back with a final word after this message.
For the best deal on tires, see your farmer's cooperative Mr. Tire Branch, where our prices include mounting, balancing, new valve stems, installation, and road hazard. Plus, we offer service after the sale with free tire rotation and free tire balance for the life of your tires. And don't forget about our on-the-road tire service. When you need tires, stop by a farmer's cooperative Mr. Tire Center.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
We'll share the secretary's interview with you the last weekend of the year. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Tenoris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup. It's a Z71 edition. The new 2018 Chevy Silverado in 1500 and 2500 models are on the lot, as well as the new Chevrolet and Buick models for 2018 at Tenoris Motor Company in Marysville.
Pioneer Growing Point Agronomy Trials and Information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer field agronomist Jared Hudson to discuss the digital agronomy trials.
So the Growing Point Agronomy Initiative within Pioneer is really based on the fact that Pioneer has been built on agronomy since its founding. And we have basically 60 years of agronomy research and foundation that really helps support Pioneer as a company. So this was really the first real year for digital agronomy trials. We have done a trial in the past called PKF, or Product Knowledge Foundation Trial, and that was really the starting point. Digital agronomy trials have kind of taken that to the next level, to where we're using a lot more of the digital technology to put these trials out than what we have in the past. So this was the first year of the full DAP trial, but it's really kind of been in existence now for almost 4 years when we look at where it did come from and evolve from. So the digital agronomy trial, the whole purpose behind it and what it looks like is we'll take our new commercial advancement product, so a corn hybrid that was out this year for the first time in smaller volumes. We had it out on full field scale to where we would run four different seeding rates across multiple soil types so that we can really define what that local population curve is for the new products and even fine-tune soil type placement. So that way, when we do have these products in larger sellable volume for 2018, we don't have to have our customers doing any of the guesswork for placement. We know exactly where these products need to be placed and at what seeding rate. So we're looking at seeding rates on these trials anywhere from 28,000 up to 42,000 to build that nice local seeding rate curve for these new products.
What research has DuPont Pioneer gathered from the digital agronomy trials this year?
So the way we've been using the digital information with these trials is we've created seeding rate scripts through Encirca, and then as harvest has gotten finished up, we've imported the yield information into our Encirca system to be able to analyze each plot on an individual basis, and then we can put that data into a master spreadsheet, so to speak, to give us more of an aggregate look at the data on a hybrid on a larger geography. Should customers want more information around these trials or any others, please contact your local Pioneer sales professional.
Thanks, Jared. Check back with us as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
As an agronomist, I've usually got my head in the dirt. From here, I can see how MicroEssentials fertilizer from the Mosaic Company can boost corn yields an average of 7.2 bushels per acre over traditional fertilizer. I'm seeing amazing root development and great nutrient uptake. These MicroEssentials granules are supplying every plant with the balanced nutrition it needs to reach its full potential. Get your head in the dirt at MicroEssentials.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the question is, will a somewhat slower pace of United States corn and soybean export shipments cause the United States Department of Agriculture to lower its export forecasts for those crops? In the next WASDE reports, we get that story from Gary Crawford.
U.S. export sales of corn and soybeans during the first 3 months of this marketing year reportedly have been a little slower than normal. On average, we usually do about 41-42% of the year's projected soybean export business in the first 3 months. So far, though, it's been more like 37%. For corn, it's usually 23, so far only 16%. Some in the trade may be wondering if USDA in its new supply demand report Tuesday might lower its forecast for exports. Seth Meyer is the chairman of the USDA group that does those monthly forecasts. He told us his group keeps a close eye on weekly export sales reports and trends.
We'll be looking at those things and putting those into our thoughts. Does that match what we've been thinking? Are we on pace? Are we within the range we think we need to be? We'll always evaluate that. At every month we do that.
But will they change the export forecast? Well, using soybeans as an example, in the last 20 years, USDA's only lowered its December bean forecast twice, partly because we don't have a handle yet on the size of competing South American crops. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, the Food and Drug Administration began keeping records on antibiotic use in livestock animals in 2009. For the first time since then, the agency says antibiotic usage has dropped. Sales of medically important antimicrobials for livestock and poultry fell by 10% in 2016. The decline actually took place ahead of new antibiotic usage requirements that became law in January. As of 2017, farmers have to have veterinary oversight to give antibiotics to livestock animals. The drugs can no longer be sold for growth promotion. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
KNDY.